Blog Talk Radio.
What is the changes we're gonna do, and after that we're just gonna jump to the next track,
And then after 30 minutes, we're going to go ahead and do what we got to do and say what we have to say for everybody to pay attention and wake up in this world.
Yeah, man. Yeah, first thing we got to do is give out a disclosure. It ain't us who's trying to make any changes to the radio station. Matter of fact, it wasn't even us who decided to start a radio station. It was something that was placed within our hearts for us to do. And now it's like God is asking us to speed things up. We got to lift things up a little bit more and take things even more seriously because the times is at hand. For any of us out there who don't know what that means, I'm going to put it in layman's terms. The end of the world is near. It is so near, it is here. So what we got to do is now we got to go ahead and try to get as much people in as possible. It is not our strength or our power that's going to do that, but God is going to do that by his own spirit. But he's using us as vessels, and he's giving us a revelation of who we are. For those of you guys who go in the Bible, read Ezekiel chapter 33, you know, you will find out about the watchmen. We are the watchmen of this generation, the young people that God say in the last days that he will pour out his spirit on all of us. You feel me? And now this is what's going on. His spirit is being poured out, and we are being obedient to his word. We are listening, and he's asking us to go ahead and make the radio station a full-blown Seeking Souls radio station where we are actually speaking the truth of God, the truth of the gospel. For those of you guys who don't like it, that's a flip. But for those of you guys who God is calling, you will be saved because once the truth comes out, it will set you free. All you got to do is believe in Jesus. That's the end, and that's the bottom line of it. The radio station will be called Watchmen Radio. Watchmen Radio, that will be the name of the radio station from this day forth. As God says it, that's how it will be.
So, that's what it is, everybody. You know, if y'all want to go ahead and make contact with us, call us at 1-877-404-0840. That's 1-877-404-0840. So, y'all, everybody, you go ahead and spread the word out. Let everybody know that Jesus is coming because this is something very important. This is something very important to your family. If you love your family, you will go ahead and do that and tell everybody, family and friends. So don't be afraid to do that, you know, because God is an awesome God. He's the Almighty. You'll be protected. Trust me.
Yeah.
So we're going to the next track.
To respect, respect in every African special kiss of the man, and God bless anything that's in the name of Jesus Christ in the midst of every time. No, I must have been on the crew. Remember, so the end of no for Jesus Christ. Lift them high. I'm not here for Christ. Bust the place. Bust the place. No, no, no. But yes.
This song right here is dedicated to all my people that felt like giving up and you didn't think you was going to make it.
Bless
them
all the time.
Check it out, y'all.
I'm ready to go. Out of the place.
Get up.
Yeah.
Get up. Get up.
Yeah. You're listening to The Sound.
Matter of fact, most of y'all probably grew up just like me. You ain't ever put your lips to a
from. Probably grew up pretty normal, probably grew up in a warm home. You ain't never grew up strapped, having to scrap over wardrobes. And you ain't never been the type to like cornrows. Many of y'all grew up with pretty decent morals. And you was taught that all roads lead to him. That's why it sounds so crazy when we be like, yo, believe on him. Breathe again, seek and you'll find the past is repeating itself. It's like the streets of a wine. Move forward, ain't you sick of the boredom? Ain't you sick of the grind, the brick and the mortar without shorty being assured of? Where you going when you die? We can provide you with truth. Young dudes serving God in our youth, and it's like that.
They got questions, man. He got answers. Yeah. You can trust them, man. I take chances. Yeah. You can trust them now. I'll throw tantrums. Yeah.
More on the way in just the next 10 minutes. We're going to go ahead and, you know, have Rob Hood, you know, giving the spoken word. And, you know, it's a powerful word from the Lord, not from us, but from the Lord himself, the Almighty Jesus Christ. Yes, you know, and that's what we're going to do. We're going to play some more tracks. After that, we're going to jump on there, and we're going to go ahead and give the gospel out there, give warnings. Because we're not going to be easy on anybody this time. You know what I mean? There's no time to be easy on anybody because the time is up. Time is up right now. Y'all must give yourselves up and you know, give yourselves up to the Lord Jesus Christ, the Almighty, the Holy Ghost. Y'all must do that. Okay? So let's continue what we got to do. And make sure everybody, you know, everybody knows what we're going to do in the future. Everybody got to know. This is the new name of the station is gonna be the Watchman Radio, and everybody gotta pay attention what we gonna talk about. You understand? So show support.
Yeah, in the name of Jesus. No weapon formed against me shall prosper.
Preach.
And every tongue that rises against me in judgment, thou shalt
Preach.
Condemn.
Lord, give me a sign.
For this is the heritage of the servant of the Lord.
Preach.
And the righteousness is of me, said the Lord.
Preach.
Amen.
Lord, give me a sign.
I really need to talk to you, Lord. Since the last time we talked, the walk has been hard. Now I know you haven't left me, but I feel like I'm alone. I'm a big boy now, but I'm still not grown. And I'm still going through it.
What?
Pain and a hurt.
Yeah.
Soaking up trouble like rain in the dirt.
Yeah.
And I know only I can stop the rain with just a mention of my Savior's name. In the name of Jesus, devil, I rebuke you for what I go through and trying to make me do what I used to. But all that stops right here.
Yeah.
As long as the Lord's in my life, I will have no fear. I will know no pain from the light to the dark.
Come
I will show no shame, spit it right from the heart.
Come
cause it's right from the start. You held me down and ain't nothing they can tell me now.
Lord, give me a sign.
Let me know what's on your mind. Let me know what I'm going to find. It's all in time. Show me how to teach the mind. Show me how to reach.
Give me a sign.
Show me what I got to do to bring me closer to you. Cause I'ma go through whatever you want me to. Just let me know what to do.
Lord, give me a sign.
Please show me something. I'm tired of talking to him, knowing he's threatened. Crying about life ain't nothing. But you either be the one mad cause you trapped or the one hunting. Trapped in your own mind, waiting on the Lord.
Yeah.
A hunting with the word that cuts like a sword. The spoken word is stronger than the strongest man. Carries the whole world.
You never let us down, Jesus.
I know you're here with us now, Jesus.
I know you're still with us now.
Keep it real with us now. I want to feel, show me how, please.
Let me take your hand, guide me.
What?
I walk slow, but stay right beside
please.
Me. Devil's trying to find
please.
Me, hide me.
Hold up, I take that back. Protect me and give me the strength to fight.
Lord, give me a sign.
Let me know what's on your mind. Let me know what I'm going to find. It's all in time. Show me how to teach the mind. Show me how to reach the blind.
Lord, give me a sign.
Book of Revelation,
uh-huh.
Chapter 7, verses 16 and 17.
Yes, sir.
They shall hunger no more, neither shall they thirst anymore.
Preach, preacher.
For God shall wipe away,
yes, sir,
every tear from their eyes.
Yes, sir.
Get ready for the revolution.
Oh.
cause I'm down with Christ. Dog child of New Nation, and we still alright. Well, alright.
God, yes, 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 everybody. Yes, everybody. The Holy Spirit has, you know, touched the radio station and us at the same time. Everybody got to listen to the word. Everybody got to understand what's going on in this world. And the days is here, not near. We already here. You already touched down. Robin Hood. Hold on. I'm about to unmute Robin Hood right quick. But everybody, I hope y'all listening. What's going on? Give me a minute. Hello?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. I can hear you now. Good.
Okay, I'm on, right?
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, first thing we're going to do is, you know, we're going to start with a verse, a couple of verses from the Bible, and then we're going to go ahead and go into the details of it. This, by example, a lot of people think that the whole end of the, you know, end of times and end of, you know, everything and all that stuff, it comes from the New Testament, or is Christian who come up with that. Even the prophets, the Jews, who was alive, 600 up to 2,000 years before Jesus even came, was actually saying the same thing. Like, they got these books called the Minor Prophets. Those are the prophets who wrote small books in the Old Testament. and one of them, his name is Joel. And Joel says in Joel chapter 2, verse 1, I'm going to start with verse 1 right quick. He says, blow the, and please, everybody, King James only. Don't go and read any other Bible, please. King James only, because all the other Bibles, they've been, like, watered out. The truth is not in them. The King James Bible is the closest to the original scriptures, the original Septuagint. The King James Bible is closest. It is the original English translation of the Bible. So if anybody wants to learn the truth of God, read only King James, please. No NIVs, no New Living Translations, none of that, because all that is like the enemy's way of perverting God's word like he did in the Garden of Eden. So let's go ahead and go back to it. Joel chapter 2, it says, blow ye the trumpet. That's verse 1. Blow ye the trumpet in Zion, and sound an alarm in my holy mountain. You know who he's talking to? He's talking to the watchmen. God is actually saying, blow ye the trumpet in Zion, and sound an alarm. Give a warning in my holy mountain. Let all the inhabitants of the land shake and tremble, for the day of the Lord comes, for it is near at hand. A day, in verse 2 goes and say, a day of darkness and of gloominess, a day of clouds and thick darkness, as the morning spread upon the mountains, a great people and a strong, there has not been ever the like. That means it's gonna be a war that's gonna happen, man. A war that's gonna be so great that the soldiers who's gonna be walking in that war, who's gonna be going in that war, it's not gonna be another war like that ever again. It's gonna be the ultimate war. There will never be another war like that. Neither shall be any more after it, even to the years of many generations. A fire devours before them, and behind them a flame burns. The land is as the Garden of Eden before them, and behind them a desolate wilderness. That means these people, everywhere they go, they're going to be leaving nothing but destruction. They're going to head straight for the holy mountain of God. That means they're going to wage war against Israel people in the future, which is like now. The future is now. So I don't give it another couple years that you're going to hear Iran and Russia raging war, along with Persia. Well, Persia is Iran. Along with, I forgot the other nation that it will be, but they will be waging war against Assyria. Yes, Assyria, Iran, and Russia will be partnering up to wage war against Israel, and this is what the Bible is talking about in Joel. And God also gives prophecy of that in Isaiah. He also gives prophecy of that in Ezekiel, in Revelations, and even in the book of Daniel. All the books that have to do with God's triumphant return, all of them talk about the same thing, that there will be a war that will be focused in on Israel to wipe it off the face of the earth. You feel me? And they're God's people. Ever since they were dispersed throughout the nations, God has been trying to bring them back, and he did in May 14th of 1948. He brought them back together as one nation. It has never been done ever before that a nation comes back together. After 2,000 years of not being in one place, they come back and reform themselves. God said it in the Bible, it will happen, and it actually went down exactly as God said it. Revelation chapter 12 tells us about the woman with the 12 stars above her, the sun and the moon under her feet. She is giving birth. That's Israel. That represented Israel, the country of Israel actually being birthed. And the devil, the red dragon that came and tried to stand in front of the woman to eat the baby, is the devil who actually used the forces of the nations of the world to go ahead and stop the creation, the recreation of Israel, the rebirth of Israel. He tried to stop it. So what happened was, the Bible says a third of the stars, the dragon was so big, he threw down a third of the stars. The third of the stars are the 6 million Jews that were murdered, that were killed in the Holocaust. Those are the third of the stars, because the 12 stars represent the 12 tribes of Israel, the 12 different families who actually make up one country, Israel. So all these things come together and play a role in the end. Revelation chapter 12, verses 1 through 6 has already been accomplished. Now, if I even go in the Revelations where it's like chapter 12, the rest of the chapter 12 after the verse 6, it's even going to be crazier. People are actually going to think that I'm crazy, which I don't care, because everybody, every prophet that God called, not that I'm saying I'm a prophet, but everybody that God called was called crazy, and they were mistreated, and they were regarded as people who deserve to be in a psych ward or something. But let's continue. Now let's go to verse 11, Joel chapter 2, verse 11.
God said, and the Lord will utter, well, I'm sorry, let's go in 10, verse 10. Verse 10 say, the earth will quake before them, the heavens will tremble, the sun and the moon will be dark, and the stars will not give their light. And the Lord will utter his voice before his army, for his camp is very great, for he is strong that executes his word. For the day of the Lord is a great and terrible day. Who will be able to stand it? You see, the Bible is actually saying that the day of the Lord is a day that it will be great and it will be terrible. It will never be another day like that, ever. And this is what God says. He's calling us to repentance. He said, therefore also now, says the Lord, turn you to me with all your heart and with fasting and with mourning and weeping, and give your heart to me, not your clothes, which means don't give me the things that you can, don't give me the material things. Don't try to give me material things, but give me your soul. Give me you. And turn unto the Lord your God, because he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger. God is slow to anger. Look how long he's still, we are living in the last hour, but look how he's still being patient with us. Jesus is actually at the door. He is not walking towards the door anymore. He is at the door. And I can picture him telling God, just give me another minute or so, so that way they can come in. It's more people that need to repent. It's more people that need to come to him. This is for our sake, people. This is not for him. God don't have to do this for him. He's already in heaven. He is the control of everything. He created everything. At the end of the day, he's doing this because he loves us. He wants to see us saved. God don't wish for us to perish and go to hell. He doesn't. Hell was not created for us. It was not. Hell is created for the angels, the fallen angels, those who have rebelled against God in the high places. That's who he reserved hell for. But because the same sin that is in the angels is found in us, we who are not repentant towards God, we are going to end up in the same place as these angels. That's what God says in the Bible. So he's actually calling us to repentance because he's very gracious and merciful, slow to anger, and of great kindness. Yeah, and repent him of the evil. That means God is willing to turn away. He's willing to turn away. He's willing to repent of the things that are to come if we turn to him. But we all know what the Bible says. Man's heart will grow cold in the last days, so cold that we won't even regard the word of God anymore as the word of God. The spirit of Antichrist is already here, according to the book of 1 John, that the spirit that denies Christ is the spirit of Antichrist. How many people out there you see that are denying Christ, even in church? They're denying the deity of Christ, and they're denying who he is for real. Christ, when he first came, he came as a propitiation for our sin. That means he came to replace us in the place of death. Think of it like this. You was about to get electrocuted at an electric chair because of the crimes that you've committed ever since you were born. And then this man came out of nowhere, and he said, you know what, don't kill this person. Kill me instead for that person. That's what Jesus did. That's what he did. That's what he came down to do. But those who don't accept that, they will perish. That is not our word. That's the word of God. God says that to those who believe, they will be saved. But to those who don't, they will perish. They will perish. And it's not him who chooses for us to perish. It will be our choice to perish. It will be your choice to perish. That means you will have to make the choice to either believe in the word of God, accept it, and live according to it, and you'll be saved. Or you go ahead and you say, nah, I don't need this right now, man. Let me just wait. I don't need this Jesus stuff right now. You know, that's what religion makes it seem like. It's just the Jesus stuff. Religion don't show you the full authority of Christ. He is creator of heaven and earth. Whether you like it or not, if you don't accept this, his word says where you're going to end up. And hell ain't beautiful, man. And as much as we think hell don't exist, man, it exists. As much as you and I, even realer than you and I, hell is real. So people out there, please understand that the true gospel of Jesus Christ will actually either strike fear in your heart to turn to God, or it will break you away. It all depends on how you want to take it, because the truth is the truth. We're not talking about our own truth. We ain't blending it with nothing. We're not mixing it, and we will not be sugarcoating it. And we ain't going to tell you, oh, God is going to give you everything you want on earth, this and that, blah, 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 all that prosperity gospel. That's false. That's a false gospel that they're preaching out there. The real gospel says that Jesus saves. Repent of your sins. Turn to God. Turn away from your sins, and you will be saved. When you turn away from your sins, I mean you turn away from the things you used to do that was wrong before God. Then you go ahead and you will be saved. That's what the Bible Bible says, and in 2:14, God says, who knoweth if he will return and repent and leave a blessing behind him, even a meat offering and a drink offering unto the Lord your God. See, the whole thing, the meat offering and the drink offering thing, think of it. Christ already did that. God is willing to repent because of the fact that his son was that offering. His son, Jesus Christ, was that meat and drink offering. The meat was the body of Christ, and the drink was the blood of Christ, which was crucified on the cross with all of our sins. That way, once we believe in him, we no longer have to have the mark of sin on us. The Bible says the wages of all sin is death. That means because of sin, you will die. And as sure you will die, as sure that there's a heaven, and that's as sure as there's a hell. But Christ says that those who trust in him, who believe in him, who walk in him, will not die. That means even if you pass away in his body, you're only sleeping for a moment, because the time will come when the trumpet will blow and Jesus will come in the skies, and he will tear the sky in two, and his angels will gather up the dead. They will be rising, and those who are alive, we will be caught up in the air with them, and we will change from mortal to immortal, from time to eternal. We will change, and we will be with Christ forever. And the Bible says for us to encourage one another with those words. That's the gospel, my friend. Not sitting in church asking God to give you a brand new car. Although he can, I'm not going against that. He can do that because he cares for us on this very earth. But when you make the gospel the soul, when you make that the prime of the gospel, like the center of it, that's not the center of gospel, of the gospel. The center of the gospel is Jesus Christ and him crucified. That's the center of the gospel, that he will save us because we need a savior. If you don't think you need a savior, then you're calling God a liar. And if by you calling God a liar, you already condemning yourself because you're opposing God's word. God didn't have to do this. He could have just wiped us away and recreate everything. But because he loved us, he created us in his very own image. That's how much God loves us. He doesn't want us to fall. He wants us to rise. So therefore, he's telling us these things so that way we can be warned about what's going to happen. The Bible from Genesis to Revelation is true. Historically, spiritually, physically, mentally, in every aspect of the word, it is the word of God, and it will not pass away. God say heaven and earth will pass away, but my word will stay. My word will abide forever, and those who do my will abide forever too. So when we look at that, it's just telling us, man, all these things is going to happen in the world. It's not going to be pretty, man. And this was written a very, very long time ago, and now we are in those days that these people were talking about. A great and terrible day that is coming. That great and terrible day, and this is not even talking about the Antichrist. It's not even talking about the devil bringing one world government and all these things. This is talking about God. God, actually, the day will be really terrible. You think the Antichrist will do terrible things to the world? Wait till God comes back and see what he does. He's going to destroy everything. God's wrath is being kindled against us, and we need to turn away from the things that we're doing that is wrong, that way we can go towards them in repentance, man. And then once we do that, just maybe he may change his mind. And I believe in that. But the way things are going to happen right now, the way things are going, it doesn't seem like anybody is turning towards God. Because the Bible says it, man, in the last days, men will be going after their own gospels. They will be going after their own preachers who's going to preach what they want to hear and not what the word of God says. They will close their ears and they will shut their eyes and put their hands over their mouths so they won't hear the word and they won't see it, and neither will they speak it. They will be speaking lies, man. There's a great deception coming, man. And that deception is going to actually have even those who are in church, they will fall away. But God said those who are his, he's just and faithful to finish the work that he started in us. That means he's not going to leave us. He's not going to let us go. If you really are in God, examine yourself. And once you examine yourself, you will see where you stand. God says those who love him will do what he says. If you just confess him with your mouth that you love God, and then you go out there, your actions are speaking something so different, so opposing to what you're saying with your mouth, then you are not in God. You're not. It is not me saying it. Go read 1 John. You feel me? It's like the world thinks that they can just sit on their butts in church and just say, hey, thank you, Jesus, blah, 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 and then pray a sinner's prayer and then go home and think everything is going to be all good, but still live in their filth, still watch the same things on TV, still listen to the same type of music that is not even glorifying God. They still do the same things. God says you have to repent and turn away from your sins, and then you'll be saved. You'll be saved. You believe in Jesus because the gospel is presented to you, and then you repent because the gospel is the very image of Christ, and he will show you that you are wrong, that you are a sinner, you are in need of a Savior. And once that happens, you will turn from your sins. You will pick up your cross and follow him. You will actually follow Christ all the days of your life. You will do according to God's will. The great day of the Lord is coming. The great day of the Lord is here. It is here. I know everybody can go outside and, like, look up in the sky and they're like, yo, something is different. There's something different. It's not the same. It's like, it's not like how we were in the 90s, man. It's totally different. It's like we're getting closer and closer to something. And everybody think they have an answer to it. Oh, 2012 is the end of the world.
Everybody's feeling it in their spirit. Everybody's, like, coming together and they feel it in their spirit. And
yeah, even those
that.
Who are
and
not in God, even the people who are not even in God, they can feel it.
Yeah, they
can
feel
it.
They have this
the
energy.
Have changed,
we have this
man.
Type of energy.
There's something
that we feel
coming.
That the earth
something
is changing and changing by itself. No matter how many times,
and if
you know, they try to lie to us and tell us
ain't
nothing going to happen,
perish.
But we can feel
a lot
it.
Of us are going to die in our sins and go to hell. And that's not what we want. The Holy Spirit don't want that for us. That's the reason why he's raising. Yeah. That's the reason why the Holy Spirit is raising people like us to go ahead and to go and continue the work that the prophets, that he started in the prophets long time ago. God says in the last day, he's going to pour out his spirit on all flesh. Young men will have dreams. Old men will prophesy. He says it in the word. So these are the days. These are the days in the days that he was talking about. Those are the days. We are in those days, man. And we ought to do what God is asking us because the reward is greater than anything that we can receive on this earth. Everything on this earth will pass away. Everything will be pushed to the side, sent right into destruction in the wrath of God. God will judge everything on the face of the earth, and he will utterly destroy everything. He will utterly destroy it. There will be no evil left, man. Everything will be destroyed. The Bible says, don't be afraid of he who can kill the body but can't kill your soul. Be afraid of he who can kill both the body and the soul, and that's God. And he will destroy people, man, because of our choices to remain in our sins. Because of that, a lot of us will actually perish. Now, you know the story about the thing about the scientists who some people say it's not true, some people say it's true. Now, I'm not using it as a fact or saying that it is true, but it is a very good example of what will happen. It is a very good example of what's going on in hell. About the scientists who went up to Siberia, north of Russia, and they drilled a hole that's about 17 kilometers. It's like 8.5 to 9 miles deep in the earth. And then they sent out a microphone. The microphone actually melted because the degree that was in the middle of the earth was over 2,000 degrees Fahrenheit. It burnt the mic, but they were able to retrieve 17 seconds of sound. When they took that sound and they slowed it down and they started listening to it, they heard nothing but people crying, like a million, like millions and millions and millions of people crying.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people go to say, well, that's a sound of hell. And a lot of people go ahead and say, you know what, it is not true. It is something that Christians made up just to go ahead and to scare people into God. I mean, like one guy say, the guy said, look, if it's true, if it's not true, we ain't got nothing to lose as Christians. We ain't got nothing to lose as believers in Jesus Christ if it ain't true. If it is true, the people who are saying it's not true, they got everything to lose, even their souls. Because if it's a true place, if it's a true place that they actually went to and actually found that recording, then the people that are actually saying it's not true, if it comes out being true, they got a lot to lose. But us, whether it is true or not, we stand in the face of Jesus Christ, and we believe in his word. The word say hell is under the earth, literally.
So I don't know how to scientifically dissect that, because the word is the word. Science is based on theories. The word is based on the experience of God. God's experience is written in the word of God.
You don't know this hot lava that's coming under the earth and all that stuff like that. It's just called it volcanoes and all that stuff like that. And you see people that's worship the volcanoes as gods or whatever and stuff like that. You know what I mean? That don't tell you something there, like, you know, hot lava, you know, coming deep under the earth and stuff like that. That's actually very hot, very hot.
The hot lava can be described as the water that the Book of Genesis talked about, the water that is under the waters. You hear me?
Yeah.
There's the Bible say that there's waters under the waters in Genesis. So that means under the water, the first water that it's talking about is under the water. It could be the lava that is deep under the earth, a stream of lava that is under the earth. But that is not the lake of fire. God say even the hell that is now will be thrown into the lake of fire. It will be emptied into the lake of fire. So people ought to understand, God's judgment is coming. It is here. And the way that it's going to go down, it's like, if you're not right with God, then you ought to tremble and shake in fear, man. Because only those who are in Christ Jesus ought to take this as a great sign of his return, that evil will be done away with, and the enemy, Satan, that serpent, that liar, that devil, that dragon who deceived the world, he will be sent into the lake of fire to be burnt forever. But that's not the place that God has for us to go. So we ought to take this seriously, and we ought to put our knees down and call on God. Turn away from our sins. Turn away from everything that is not of God. And we know those things that are not of God. But because sin abides in the world, because sin is active in the world, we lose that sensitivity towards God. We lose that. We lose it. So everything that we see on TV, whether it's sinful and blaspheming God, even if it's a dirty joke, we laugh at it like it's something normal. Because of the fact that we are living in the sinful times. We're living in sinful times, and we need to turn away from these things. Because the eyes are the portal of the soul. You will affect your actions based on the things you let inside your mind. Why you think a lot of people out there, you know, they want to be like Lil Wayne when they see Lil Wayne on TV, putting lip rings, eyebrow rings, and all that stuff, and tatted up all over like bikers? It's like, yo, you do the things that you see on TV. It's the portal of the soul. They know how to use these things to influence you to turn from God, and thus you will be sitting there watching nothing, watching things that has nothing to do with God, and you will die in your sins, and you will go to hell. What do you think the devil wants? You think he wants him to control the world? Man, the devil could care less about controlling the world. All he wants to do is make sure that the world is being distracted away from God, away from Jesus Christ, away from the word of God. That way they can die and they can perish. They can die and they can perish in their sins. That's all it is. And once you stand before God and your sins ain't let you into heaven, you think God going to let you into heaven just because you did good on earth? You're still sinful. The Bible says we were sinful even at birth. It's like a disease that's been embedded in our DNA since at birth.
As long we in the flesh, we are sinners.
Yeah. It's passed on. And the sin is not a disease of the flesh. It's a disease of the soul. It's something that attaches itself to the soul. That's the reason why God wants to cleanse us from within and without, because of that. And the only way you can do away with sin is not through prayer, it's not through religion, it's not through pray five times a day towards the east. It's none of that. It's through Christ Jesus. And people don't understand that. They think it's just religion. It ain't religion. Wait till you see. There's a song that says, man, well ahead we will see. Far ahead we shall see. Everything that is in the Bible will stand. Will you? Will you? Because God is going to use the very same words in his book to judge you. So what are you going to do? Your time is now. To accept Christ now. To go ahead and pick up the Bible. Dust it off. Turn off your television. Stop watching the sports that ain't got nothing to do with nothing. Stop watching those schmucks on TV and open the Word of God and save your soul. It's your choice. It's not nobody else that can do it for you. They can pray for you a billion times a day. It won't do nothing until you come to the realization that you are in need of a doctor who can take away that disease that we call sin. Save your soul, people. It's not S-O-S, it's S-Y-S. Save your soul. And I thank God for this, man. You know, I really do. Because he's given us a passion to share his word, and we will do it. In and out of season, man. In and out of season.
We got 50 seconds. Everybody, I want everybody to tune in tomorrow, same time. We're going to continue doing this tomorrow. Please, everybody, please pay attention. Please listen at what we're trying to say. Turn into Watchman Radio, and we're going to continue doing this tomorrow. Okay, everybody,
yes,
you know, just please tune in. Please, you know, give the gospel out. Give the words out. You know, this for us, this is coming from God, not from us. It's coming from the Bible. So once we give this gospel, I want everybody else to give the gospel out and continue spreading the words out that, you know, he is coming. God bless. Thank you, everybody.
Yes, sir.
All right. I'm gonna call your phone right now.